Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahavirjan Karavavahai, Tejasvina Patitamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's pull out this Sahana Vavatu with Purnamada. So I want you to, not that you don't know this, but I want you to know it a little better with the swara. So we'll just spend a few minutes on it in the Purnamada. Let's try Sahana Vavatu. Just repeat after me. Om Sahana Vavatu.
Om Sahana Vavatu.
Sahana Punaktu.
Sahana
Punaktu.
Saha
Viryam Karavavahai.
Saha Viryam
Karavavahai.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai.
Tejasvi
Navatitamastu.
Tejasvi
Navatitamastu.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Sit together. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Punaktu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Tejasvi Navatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's go to Gananan, Ganapati Mantra. On the website, Prabhu is, I mean, Swami Vaagishananda used to be Prabhu when he was a young man. Just chanting this, right? So you can follow with him, but learn it from me and then follow with him. I'll find his Sahanavavatu also, and he should have that, and Purnamada. Om Ganana Antwa, Om Ganana Antwa, Ganapati Gum Havamahe,
Ganapati Gum Havamahe,
Kavin Kavinam,
Kavin Kavinam,
Upamashravastamam,
Upamashravastamam,
Jeshtarajam,
Jeshtarajam,
Brahmanam,
Brahmanaspata,
Anashrinvan,
Anashrinvan,
Nutibhissi Dasadhanam,
Nutibhissi Dasadhanam,
Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe,
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam,
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam,
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam,
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam,
Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan,
Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan,
Nutibhissi Dasadhanam, Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe, Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam,
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe, Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam,
Kavinam,
Kavinam.
There's two longs at E and A. I'm hearing too short of an E. Kavinam.
Kavinam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibhissi Dasadhanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibhissi Dasadhanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibhissi Dasadhanam. Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Mahaganapataye Namaha,
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Let's try together. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissi Dasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. I'm hearing this actually doing well. I want you to make a conscious distinction between the lingual na and the dental na. So pull your tongue back a little bit more and be very conscious when you're making, especially the lingual na, okay? I'm hearing the lingual na, but I know that if as soon as Kiki gets here, she'll she'll want more of it. Okay. You ready? Om, Om, Ganana Antwa, Ganapatikum Havamahe, Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam, Jeshtarajam Brahmanam, Brahmanasvata Anashran Banu Tibisi Dasatanam, Mahaganapataye Namaha. Okay, that's getting really getting good. Let's pull out the two sheets for chanting the Gita. Let's start with verse 18, okay? Antavanta ime dehaha.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Again, antavanta ime dehaha. Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Antavanta ime dehaha. Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya. Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Ya enam veti hantaram. Yas chainam manyate hetam.
Yas chainam manyate hetam.
Upau tau na vijanitaha.
Upau tau na vijanitaha.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Again. Ya enam veti hantaram. Yas chainam manyate hetam.
Ya enam veti hantaram.
Upau tau na vijanitaha, nayam hanti na hanyate.
Upau tau na vijanitaha, nayam hanti na hanyate.
Najayate mriyate vakadachata.
Najayate mriyate vakadachata.
Nayam putva bhavita vana puyaha. Najayate mriyate vakadachita.
Najayate mriyate vakadachita.
Nayam putva bhavitava napuyaha.
Nayam putva bhavitava
napuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Nayam putva bhavita vanapuyaha.
Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Nayam putva
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Let's chant together. Najayate mriyate vakadachita. Nayam bhutva bhavita vanapuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya enam ajyam avyayam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya enam ajyam avyayam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya
Katam sat purusha parata.
Katam sat purusha parata.
Katam sat purusha parata. Kam khatayati hantikam.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Begin Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Yaenam ajam avyayam.
Yaenam ajam avyayam.
Katam sa purusha partha.
Katam sa purusha partha.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Let's chant that together. Veda vinashinam nityam. Yaenam ajam avyayam. Katam sa purusha partha. Kam khatayati hantikam. Now let's go back to verse 18, Antavanta, and we're just going to chant all the way through verse 21 together. You just try to do it. Antavanta ime dehaha nitya chyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Yaenam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam hanti na hanyate na jayate mriyate vakadachita nayam putva bhavita vanapuyaha ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire veda vinashinam nityam yaenam ajam avyayam katam sa purusha partha kam khatayati hantikam. This, if you print this out, the whole thing, and then just practice reading with Swamiji chanting it, it's really nice. You just practice, try to follow with your eyes, try to just do the best you can. It's just good practice. I need a refill. We'll get a refill and then start reading chapter 21. Verse 21. Can everybody pull out chapter 2, verse 21? Everybody have it? Chapter 2, verse 21. This is a famous bhasha. When Swamiji, I asked Swamiji to read this whole bhasha onto the, we recorded him reading the bhasha. He also would stop when he was reading it and make a few comments here and there, which is really nice. And also, another thing I want you to notice when you do listen to it on the tape, this is the copy that I gave him, which has All of the Sandhi is in this, right? I haven't broken any Sandhi. But you'll notice that when he's reading it, he naturally breaks all the Sandhi. And I asked him to read it, I said, Swamiji, just please read this how you would have read it for us when you were your teaching. Just go ahead and read it. Whether you break the Sandhi, don't break the Sandhi, doesn't make any difference at all. I just want you to read it naturally so that then the students can see what it's like when they, you know. And so I noticed that when he was reading it, he almost broke every single Sunday as he was reading this. So it'll be interesting for you to listen to it. It'll be good practice for you. Okay, so let's read through together this first paragraph here, introduction to verse 21. I'll say it, repeat after me. We'll read it with the Sunday. First, okay? Yaenam veti hantaram ityanena mantrena hanana kriyayaha karta karma cha na bhavatiti Pratignaya najayate. Ityane na vikriyatvam. Hetum uktva. Pratignanartham. Upasamharati. Can I go through and break the sandhi? Yaha enam veti. Repeat after me, the sandhi broken. Yaha enam veti.
Yaha enam veti.
Hantaram iti anena.
Hantaram iti anena.
Mantrena hanana kriyayaha. Karta karma cha na bhavati iti.
Karta karma cha na bhavati iti.
Pratignaya na jayate.
Pratignaya na jayate.
Iti anena avikriyatvam. Hetum uktva. Pratignata artam. Upasamharati. Let's go on for a little bit and see. We'll do a little bit more reading practice before I start translating. Veda vinashinam nityam ya enam ajam avyayam katam sa purusha partha kam ghatayati hanti kam. Sandhi. Veda avinashinam. Veda avinashinam. Nityam. Yaha enam ajam avyayam. Katam saha purushaha partha kam khatayati hanti kam. First line here. Veda vijanatya vinashinam.
Veda vijanatya
vinashinam. Antya bhava vikara rahitam. Go back to the antya bhava vikara rahitam.
Antya bhava vikara
rahitam. Nityam viparinama rahitam. Yo vedeti sambandha. Let's do the sandhi. Veda vijanati. Repeat.
Veda vijanati.
Avinashinam.
Avinashinam.
Antya bhava, say antya,
vikara,
rahitam. Nityam.
Nityam.
Viparinama.
Viparinama.
Rahitam.
Rahitam.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Veda.
Veda.
Veda iti. A plus E. A. Veda iti. Yaha Veda iti sambandaha. Everybody see all that, Cindy? Okay, and this is where we're going to start now, right, from the Yanam. We've done everything up to this point. Okay, so repeat after me. Anam Purvena. Mantrena. Mantrenokta Lakshanam Ajam. Majam. Mantrenokta Lakshanam Majam. Janma Rahitam. Avyayam. Apakshya Rahitam. Katam Kena Prakarena. Prakarena. Sa Vidvan.
Sa Vidvan.
Purusho Dikrito Hanti.
Purusho Dikrito Hanti.
Hanana Kriyam Karoti.
Hanana Kriyam Karoti.
Katam Va Ghatiyati.
Katam Va.
Katam va ghatiyati. Hantaram prayojayati. 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 Let's read it with a Sunday broken. Enam purvena mantrena. Mantrena ukta lakshanam ajam. Apasuzo. Mantrena ukta lakshanam ajam. Janma rahitam. Avyayam. Apakshaya rahitam. Katam kena prakarena. Katam kena prakarena. Sa vidvan saha vidvan. Purushaha adhikritaha.
Saha vidvan
purushaha adhikritaha.
Saha vidvan purushaha
adhikritaha. Adhikritaha. Hanti.
Hanti.
Hanana Kriyam.
Hanana Kriyam.
Karoti.
Karoti.
Katam va.
Katam va.
Ghatayati.
Ghatayati.
Hantaram.
Hantaram.
Prayojayati.
Prayojayati.
Na katamchit. Anuswara will often take in pronunciation the nasal of the following letter, which would be nya katanchit. You can give a nasalized anuswara. Na katanchit. Kanchit. Hanti. Na katanchit. Kanchit. Gatiyati iti. Upayatra Akshepa Eva Aplase Eva Artha Katyati Iti Upayatra Akshepa Eva Artha. Prashna Artha Asampavat. Prashna Prashna Artha Asampavat. Asampavat. Let's try translating this, and if we have time, then we'll do the last sentence also.
I don't think we broke the sentence in the beginning of the sentence. We started doing it Katyati.
Mm-hmm. We did?
We started reading at the beginning of the sentence.
Okay. Na katamchit. Na katamchit. Kamchit or kanchit. Ta, right? Hanti. Na, so repeat after me. Na katanchit.
Na katanchit.
Kanchit. Hanti na.
Hanti na.
Katanchit.
Kanchit.
Kanchit. Katyati.
Iti.
Ubhayatra.
Ubhayatra.
Akshepa.
Akshepa.
Eva artaha.
Eva artaha.
Prashna,
Prashna
Artha,
Artha
Asampavat.
Asampavat.
Anybody see it? Okay. I'm going to quickly run through the translate the verse for you, and then we'll go down to the Anam Purvena, just so that you can remember the context. Veda Avinashinam Nityam Yaha. Yaha Veda. He who knows, Yaha Veda, he who knows, Enam, this, he who knows this, as what? You see that Yaha Enam? So the basic sentence, Yaha Veda Enam, he who knows this, as what? Avinashinam, indestructible. Not Nesh Nash means to destroy. Avinashinam, indestructible. Nityam, free from time. Ajam, free from birth. Avyayam, imperishable. Katam, how, sapurushaha, parata, he parata. How that person, saha purushaha, kam katyati, how does that person cause whom to kill? Kam is whom. Katyati means cause to kill. So it would be katam sapurushaha. How can that person cause who? Cause any. The idea is how can that person cause anybody to kill? But it literally says, how can that purusha, saha purusha, katyati, cause to kill, cause whom to kill? And then katam sapurushaha he parta, how can that person kill anyone or cause anyone to kill? That's the idea. Who can that person cause to kill, and who can that person kill, and who can that person cause to kill? The person who knows, he who knows this Atma, the Anamatma, this self, as indestructible, free from time, free from birth, imperishable, whom can that person cause to kill, or who can that person kill? Hanti kam means kill. How can that person kill who? Whom can that person kill? Whom can that person cause to kill? Does everybody see it? So that's the verse. And so now, starting with the second line of the Bhasha, he's defining the word enam in the top line of the verse. Veda avinashinam nityam yaha enam. Enam just means this in the accusative singular. So it means the one who knows this. So we have to define who this is. So the Enam actually is the Atma, but Shankara defines it in this way. Enam, Purvena Mantrena. By the previous mantra, Purva means previous, Purvena instrumental singular, Mantrena. By the previous mantra, by the previous verse, mantra, Upta, told, Lakshanam, definition, Enam, whose definition is told by the previous mantra. Previous mantra said Najayate Namriyate Va. That mantra defined Enam as that which is not born, that which does not die, and defined it as the Atma. So, Enam, this, which is Purvena Mantrena Ukta Lakshanam, whose characteristic or whose definition was Ukta, told by the mantra Purvena, which was before, by the previous mantra. Ajam, from the verse Veda Avinashinam Nityam Yaenam Ajam. Ajam means Janma Rahitam. Rahitam is a word that comes all, Shankara uses this all the time. It means free from or without birth. We'll come at the end of a compound. So Janma Rahitam means without birth, free from birth. Janma means birth. So Janma Rahitam. Avyayam, because in the verse it says Enam Ajam Avyayam. Avyayam is in the last word of the top line of the verse. Avyayam means Apakshaya Rahitam. Without Apakshaya. Apakshaya means decay. So that which is free from or without decay. So you see that? Janma Rahitam. Ajam means Janma Rahitam. Avyayam from the verse means Apakshaya Rahitam. Free from, without, Apakshaya, decay. So now he's just defined Ajam and Avyayam from the verse. We're moving on to the second line of the verse. The word Katam. Katam literally means how. So he defines it as Kena Prakarena. Kena Prakarena. By what way, in what way? Prakara means way, method, manner. Kena Prakarena, in what manner, in what way? So he's defining how, Katam. Kena Prakarena. By what method, by what way, how, in what manner? Saha. Saha literally means he, or that, if it's used as a, if it's used as a, as an adjective to a noun. For instance, if I say the word saha gachati, it means he goes. Gachati means goes. Saha gachati means he goes. Saha purushaha gachati, that person goes. Purushaha means person. Purushaha gachati, the person goes. So if I say saha purushaha gachati, that person goes. Or if I just say saha gachati, he goes. So here, saha, when we say saha purushaha, that person, what do you mean that person? Who is the that? Because if I say that person does such and such, well, who is that person as opposed to this person? So he says, for the saha, that, vidvan, one who has knowledge. Vidvan means one who has knowledge. The root vid means to know. It's also nominal, means knowledge. If you put vidvat in the nominative singular becomes vidvan. It means one, von, that von affix means one who possesses that. So one who possesses vid, one who has knowledge, vidvan. So saha vidvan, the person who is a vidvan, that purushaha. Purushaha means the adhikritaha. That person who is qualified. Qualified means what? Like an adhikritaha, just like the one who is qualified. Means the one who has knowledge, the vidvan. That purushan who is qualified by knowledge, you can even say. So purushaha adhikritaha. Hanti, from the verse. Hanti means kills, third person, first person singular. The root is han plus ti. Titaha anti, hanti. So saha hanti, he kills. So kills means what? Hanana kriyam karoti. Hanana means killing. Kriya means the act. Hanana kriyam, it's feminine, nominative, accusative singular. Hanana kriyam, the act of killing. Karoti, does. He does the act of killing. So it's just a definition of the word hanti, which means kills. That vidvan, that purusha, who is qualified as a vidvan, kills hanti, hananakriyam karoti. Hanti means hananakriyam karoti. He does the act of killing. Katam, how, or va, or how. And remember, how means kena prakarena. How, in what way, in what manner. Ghatiyati. Ghatiyati is the causal form of hun, and it means to cause, to kill. Hun becomes gha. So it's unusual. Ghatiyati is the causal form of the root hun, to kill. Causal form means to cause, to do something. So he defines ghatiyati as hantaram prayojiyati. Prayojiyati means he incites or causes, makes do. He instigates, he makes do. He incites the killer. Hantaram means the killer, the one who kills. Everybody see? Ghatiyati means hantaram prayojiyati. He causes the killer to do. He incites the killer. So now he gives the meaning of this. So literally, this in what way does the vidvan, the purusha, the person who has knowledge, is qualified by knowledge, who has knowledge, in what way does that vidvan kill or cause someone to kill? That's what we've just done. Now he says, na katanchit, kamchit, kanchit hanti. Na katanchit. In no way. Kamchit, kanchit. Anyone. Hanti. Na. In no way does he kill anyone. Na katanchit, kamchit, ghatiyati. In no way does he cause anyone, someone to kill. Iti. Ubayatra, both, akshepa, are rejected. Ubayatra, there's a rejection. Ubayatra means of both. Ubayatra, of both. Both here. Akshepa, rejection, alone. Artha is the meaning. Both are rejected. The meaning is the akshepa, is the definite rejection of both. Prashna arta asambhavat, because of the asambhava, the impossibility of the prashnarta, of it being of the meaning being a question. Arta meaning prashna, question. Because it's impossible to mean a question here. So it's, instead of saying, how, you're saying like this. In English you would say, how on earth can such a person kill or cause anybody to kill? That's, we're saying it as a question. How on earth? But the question is not a question. The question is the opposite. What you're actually saying is, that's an impossibility. How on earth could such a person kill or cause to kill? So that's why he says, prashnarta asambhavat, because of the impossibility of it meaning a real question. Everybody see that? Did I do that second line a little fast for you?
Yeah.
Let's go to Nikanchit. We'll go from Nikanchit, Kamchit, Hanti. Okay. Katamchit means somehow. That's what the word means, Katamchit, somehow. Na Katamchit, when you negate one of these, what do you call them? Indefinite articles. It does an absolute negation. So when you negate an indefinite article, it makes an absolute negation. So if you say katanchit, it means somehow. But if you say na katanchit, it means in no way. Okay. So in no way, na katanchit, kamchit, hanti. In no way does he kill anyone. Kunchit means anyone or someone. So Nakatanchit, in no way does he kill anyone. Nakatanchit, Kunchit, Hanti. Then again, Nakatanchit, in no way, Kunchit, Ghatiyati, does he cause anyone to kill. Kunchit, Ghatiyati, to cause someone to kill. So in no way does he kill anyone. In no way does he cause someone to kill. Iti, thus, ubhayatra, both, in both instances, that tra gives a locative sense. So ubhaya means both. Ubhayatra, in both, in reference to both. Killing or causing to kill. So ubhayatra, in reference to both. The akshepa eva artaha, rejection or denial alone, eva, is the meaning. Akshepa eva artha, in reference to both, the denial or refutation alone is the artha, is the meaning. Why? Prashna artha asampavat, because of the asampava, the impossibility, because of the impossibility, the untenability of the meaning being a question. Prashna is question, artha meaning, asambhava, impossibility or untenability. So because of the untenability of the meaning being a question, a real question. Everybody see? Okay, let's take a break. That's enough and we'll do the next.
Well, what kind of question is, isn't there a word in English for a question that isn't a question but
it's take a break. Now, on the Bhandarkar book, you should be on page 14. 14 and 15, which is lesson 5, nouns.
That's all we need for right now.
That's all you need for right now. Okay, we're going to do this soon. Everybody with me? Page 14, 15. We're going to start learning. Oh, actually, there is something else I want you to have out. And that is this nominative, these vibhaktis, the clinchments that I gave you for masculine and neuter. Everybody have this handout? Have this. Have the book, chapter, page 14. I had it on the table in there. Now, does everybody have declension, masculine, and neuter ending nouns? Okay. Take out these, the noun declensions, for a minute. I'm going to talk just about Sanskrit nouns, okay? In Sanskrit, all nouns are declined. In other words, we'll have declensional endings for what we call the nominative case. And if you look at your sheet here for masculine ending nouns, do you see that there's a nominative case, an accusative case, and an instrumental case? Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
In Sanskrit, nouns are declined. The nominative case is what we call the subject of the sentence. I'll just give this simplified form for now. Nominative case will be the subject of a sentence. Accusative case is the object of a sentence. Instrumental would be the instrument of the action. I hit the ball with a bat, or I walk along with someone, or it can also be used because of in that sense. I'm not going to go into detail what these mean now. I just want you to get an idea. The dative case will be used for the indirect object. I give a book to my friend. Ablative case is used in the sense of from or cause. I came from town. Or the pot is made from clay. Or it can also be used in the sense of because of. Because of such and such, this happened. Okay, so it can be used causally. The genitive case is, and we use possession, the boy's hat, right? Or the, so any type of the way that we use of to show possession, and in some other ways that we use of also, the sweeping of the streets. That's not possession, but still, the sweeping of the streets. We have that same type of expression in Sanskrit where we use of. The locative case means in, at, among, shows location, or in reference to. And the vocative is just the address, hey Rama, hey Sita, like that. So you can see, going down the line, there are eight what we call vibhaktis. Vibhakti means a case. And sometimes these are just called by their number, the pratama, first, second, third, fourth, third case, fourth case, fifth case. Sometimes they're just referred to like that. The first case would be nominative. Fifth case would be ablative. Seventh case would be locative. Sometimes they're referred to in that way. And in Sanskrit, all of the nouns, not only are they declined according to these cases, they also have a singular, dual, plural, just like the verbs. So now if you look at this chart, you can see that this chart is going to be an example of a masculine ending noun. Like, for instance, the word Rama is masculine ending noun. The word Ashwa, which means horse, masculine ending. Anala, fire. I'm just looking at some words here on the Anala. Can you see, you can hear the It's masculine ending. There are other nouns that are neuter ending nouns, like for instance the word pala. Pala means a fruit. That's neuter. And so the neuter nouns will take slightly different endings than the masculine nouns. There will also be some feminine ah ending nouns like sita, right? So in English, we depend upon word order in order to tell you whether it's a nominative or an accusative. Like, for instance, word or order. The boy hit the ball is different than the ball hit the boy. It's word order determines the meaning of the sentence. Also, the use of prepositions determine the meaning of the sentence. Like, the boy hit the ball with a bat. Right? The boy hit the ball with a bat into the outfield. So, with, into, right? I came from home, from, ablative. And so in English, we are dependent upon word order and the use of prepositions. With, of, from, in, into, for. In Sanskrit, we are neither dependent for the most part on word order or on prepositions. We are dependent upon the endings that go on to a noun. And that ending will tell us what the position of the noun is in the sentence. Okay? If I were to say something like, Rama goes to the forest. Ramaha vanam gachati. Rama, forest, goes. Ramaha vanam gachati. I could say vanam gachati Ramaha. I could say, vanam ramaha gachati, gachati ramaha vanam. Makes no difference. It depends, and that's why Sanskrit is so flexible for writing in verse. What is telling me the meaning of that sentence is what the affixes are on the noun. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have a question regarding, you have to pardon me, but is it just memorization? In other words, are all ending nouns going to be either neuter or masculine?
Or feminine will be ah ending. So, yeah.
So, any ah ending noun is going to be feminine?
Any ah ending noun will be feminine. Or it will be an adjective that is then given ah. So, yes, any ah ending noun will be feminine.
So, any ending noun is either going to be neuter or masculine?
That's right.
And then you just memorize which is which?
That's right.
Okay.
Or you're able to recognize. which is which in reading, right? So, in other words, do you have to memorize that Pullum is neuter or Rama is masculine? Not necessarily, but you have to recognize that this is a neuter noun or this is a masculine noun when you're reading. You have to be able to recognize the ending that's being used. So it's, we're more interested in recognition than in active speaking. But right now, I don't expect you to be memorizing anything. I'm just kind of painting out some territory for you so that you kind of understand how Sanskrit works. So a couple of other things. There are in Sanskrit nouns that end in a, in an e, like hari, u, like guru, a consonant like jagat, or atman, or brahman, right? So there's nouns that end in consonants, nouns that end in vowels. And the declensions, the declensional endings for these differ. Not completely. Many of them are easily recognizable. Like the duals, or duals, many of the duals are easily recognizable, and the plurals are easily recognizable, no matter what, whether the noun ends in a consonant or in a vowel. But there's some endings that have to be memorized separately. Like you would have to learn a-ending nouns, masculine, a-ending nouns, neuter, and then e-ending nouns, u-ending nouns, like that. You have to learn those endings. But there's going to be patterns that if you understand the patterns, it's much, much easier. So in truth, I would say if you learn three or four different vibhaktis, different declensions, you would be able to recognize all of them. And within those three or four, there are many, many similarities. Now, what we're going to be working on today is just simply the nominative case for masculine ending nouns and neuter ending nouns. Just the nominative case. It's the top line. Now, I want to tell you something else that's really nice. This is like a gift. The gift is this, that the neuter ending nouns and the masculine ending nouns are exactly the same from the instrumental on down. They're exactly the same. So you only have to memorize one. Instrumental on down, neuter, masculine and neuter are exactly the same. That's a gift. Another gift is that in the neuter, the nominative and accusative lines are exactly the same. Look at your neuters there. Palam pale palani, palam pale palani. They're exactly the same. From the instrumental on down, they're exactly like the masculine. Okay. Everybody see? So the good thing about Bhandarkar is he's not rushing us with this. All we're going to be working on right now is the nominative masculine and the nominative neuter. Okay? And with that are going to come a few Sandhi rules, which most of which you've already had. Okay?
Well, if the subject and the object endings are the same,
yeah,
but the ending determines
yeah,
which one it
too.
Is.
The con, you'd be surprised at how powerful context is.
Okay.
The context will always make it clear. And whenever there's a doubt, when we're reading the Shankara Bhasha, Shankara, if there's any doubt, Shankara will always expand upon that, that this is accusative because of blah, blah, blah. Or sometimes something could be taken either as nominative or accusative, changing the meaning, but in either case the meaning is valid. Then he would comment on that. But I would say 99.9% of the time, the context makes it clear whether something's nominative or accusative. That's a good question. Any other questions, April?
Well, do you still use the prepositions with the instrumental?
You rarely use a preposition unless for some reason it's needed, either to fill the meter or you want to clarify or emphasize something. So prepositions are not often used.
But they have them.
They have them, but not at all to the same degree that we have them in English, because Sanskrit's not dependent on them. So there are a few prepositions that are sometimes used. to make a particular emphasis, or it's necessary in the context, but not at all like English. Okay. Any other questions before I go to the board? Okay.
Let me show you the masculine endings. Masculine nominative case only. Singular, dual, plural. Okay. Endings are is, how, us. Now let me tell you something. There's a Sunday rule, and you'll see this in my Sunday handout, that whenever a word ends in is, whether at the end of the word or within a sentence, it changes to the sarga. But the actual raw form of the ending is is. But you're only going to see it as the sarga. Because the letter is, whenever it's within a sentence or at the end of a sentence, changes to the sarga, and then that visarga goes through the sandhi. That's why when you learned visarga sandhi, often that visarga is the result of, it's actually an is that changes to visarga in usage. Okay? So you would learn is, how, us. That's the actual ending. But in usage, it would be visarga, ha, how. It's easier to, that's why it's easier to say it. Is, how, us.
So is it aha, au, aha, or aha?
Well, it's plural. Rama plus Visarga, Ramaha.
But the plural is Ramaha.
Yeah, exactly. So let me show you with Rama. That'll make it clear. Say if I take the substantive Rama. And often, you know, Rama is what is normally used as the standard example for masculine endings. Pala is a standard example for neuter. Sita for... Yeah, but you can use anything, but they just, some that are often used. So say you take Rama, which is a masculine ending noun, and you add is to it. It would be Ramas. And you will learn that as Ramaha. Because the is changes to Visarga. So is how us. What about Rama plus Ao? What would that be? Sandhi. A plus Ao. Ramao. We'll go over these Sandhi rules. A plus Ao is Ao. So Ramaha, Ramao. Rama plus Us. What would the Sandhi be? A plus Ao. Ah. All right. Remember that is always changes to Visarga. So is out us is the visarga out aha. Okay. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. One Rama does something, two Ramas does something, three or more Ramas does something. Nominative case. I'm using Bhandarkar. Using the word anala. Anala means fire. It's a masculine nominative. Following this pattern, decline anala in the nominative. Analaha, analau, analaha. Ashwa.
That's what it is.
Ashwa. Horse. So the endings are is, how, us. Is always changes to visarga. And these are then added on to the masculine ending noun to form this pattern. Ramaha, ramau, ramaha. Analaha, analau, analaha. Ashwaha, ashwau, ashwaha. All the way down. I mean, all the way down means if I were to take all the way down in terms of the bhaktis from nominative, accusative, instrumental, they'll all follow that pattern. And also any masculine ending noun, if I took the next one, Ishwara, Ishwaraha, Ishwara, Ishwarao, Ishwaraha, Kurma, Kurmaha, Kurmao, Kurmaha. Clear for everybody? Any questions? Okay, I'm going to erase this if you've got this. Let's look at the neuter. The neuter ending nouns. The endings for the neuter are im, e, and ani. Im, e, ani. Pala plus im. Palam. What is pala plus e? A plus e. A plus e is a, right? A. Pala plus ani. Palani. Palani. Kamala. Kamala is the next one. Kamala means lotus. What would it be? Kamalan. Kamale. Kamalani.
So when we say like Kamala.
Kamala, yeah.
What part of speech, I mean, how do you...
This is not used. That? This is the substantive. The substantive
uh-huh.
needs to be declined.
Right.
So you learn the word.
Uh-huh.
And often when you're memorizing the word, you memorize it in the nominative singular.
Uh-huh.
Because then if I memorized Ramaha, mm-hmm. then I'd know it's not, it's masculine.
Mm-hmm.
If I memorize Palam instead of Pala, I know it's neuter.
Mm-hmm.
So often when you go and memorize these words, you memorize them in the nominative singular, and that tells you whether it's masculine or neuter. Because otherwise, if you just memorize the substantive like Rama or Pala, you would assume that Rama is masculine, but what about Eshwa? You know, you don't necessarily know if something's masculine or neuter. So if you memorize Eshwaha instead of just Eshwa, or Pulam or Kamalam instead of Kamala, you are then knowing that it's a neuter noun. So that's a smart way to do it.
But sometimes in teaching, you'll say karma pala.
Yeah. Karma pala, that's just because that's the word. I'm not declining it.
Uh-huh.
The word is pala.
Yeah.
Karma pala
yeah.
is a compound,
uh-huh.
and it means the fruit
yeah.
of karma.
I know.
But instead, I'm not saying karma pala. I could.
Uh-huh.
Or I could just say the substantive, because I'm using only a Sanskrit word in an English sentence.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not declining the word.
And then sometimes like people are named Rama and Kamala, so that's like a name.
Rama is vocative. And no, you wouldn't decline, you wouldn't call them by declined name.
Right.
Arjuna. Arjuna. Arjuna, you know, what we call Arjuna Sindhi, but Arjuna would be vocative.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the... Everybody okay so far?
So substantive to a noun is what dhatus are to a verb.
Not exactly. The tatu is the root,
right.
word out of which nouns and verbs are formed. Okay. So substantive just means the word without a declensional ending. See, like here, the word is pala. It's a neuter noun, so it gains these declensional endings.
So would we never use karma pala within a Sanskrit sentence?
Not unless it was vocative. If it was, hey, karma pala.
Right, but otherwise
yeah,
you
no.
would say karma pala.
That's right. Or karma palena.
Yeah.
You put an ending on it. Yeah. That's right.
And also, is it, you know, you've given us the generic endings like the avasa.
Yeah.
Are they ever... I mean, are they useful later, or do you just kind of know it's Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramaha?
They are useful for you to know in this way. To know that there's an is that always changes to Visarga.
Mm.
Because in some Sandhi rules, when we go back to understanding the Sandhi in depth, it's useful to know that that was an is that changed to Visarga.
Mm.
But that's esoteric, and you're getting into a deep level of the grammar that you don't really need.
Right.
But
in terms of declensions, if you just kind of know one set, you know all, and that's that, and then you do not really need to go back to the generic ending.
That's right. However, if you know the generic endings, and you know Sandhi,
mm-hmm.
you will be able to see the relationship between the ending and an E ending, U ending noun, it'll all be the same, but you need the Sandhi.
Mm.
So it's good to understand the endings. Okay. So far, so good with everybody? I want to review a couple of Sandhi rules that have come up, and a new one that is going to be important for you to know. This is... the Sundays that involve Gunavardi. It goes like this. If you have A or A as the first member coming together with a simple vowel, E or E, it goes to what? A. Okay? The next Sunday rule, A or A plus A or I, goes to what? I. Now, this is slightly different than Gunavritti. A or A plus U or U, what is it? A or A plus U or U, O. Now, A or A plus O or Ow, Ow. Then, A or A plus
or
R. There's a little trick in here. You have to memorize this. A plus R and A plus R are both R. You might think, because you're going to think probably that, oh, A plus R would be R. It's not. It takes with the guna. A or A plus R or R becomes R. Okay? We've done this, but I want you to see it in the context, because this is where you've just seen this. If I have Rama plus the dual ending, Ow. Rama plus Ow. A plus Ow. Ramel. R, A plus O or Ow is Ow. Ramel. Another Sunday. Okay? The other Sunday that we just did, if I had the neuter, Pala, plus the dual ending, E. Pala plus E. A plus E. R, A plus E or E, A. Pale. So those are two Sundays that have come up here. Now, there's another Sunday rule that you haven't had. It's time to face it now. And that is, this is the basic rule, is that frequently an N coming within a word, not ending a word, within a word, well, I'll go over this in detail, will change to na. You'll see this a lot. An N, a na, dental na, changing to a lingual na. So let me show you the components of this. If you have a R, sh, or R, these are lingual letters. R, sh, or R. Preceding a na, coming before a na, we'll read this in the text after I explain it to you, okay? So if you have a R, sh, or R coming before a na, that na, dental, will change to na, even if the following letters intervene. A vowel, a semi-vowel, except la, a vowel, a semi-vowel, except la, a guttural, a labial, and ha. So I'll give you some examples. So if you have ra, sh, or ra, followed by a na, dental na, that na will change to na, even if a vowel, a semi-vowel, except la, a guttural, labial, or ha come in between. If you have ra, sh, or ra, na will change to na, even if a vowel, semi-vowel, except for la, a guttural, labial, or ha intervene between the ra, sh, and ra, and the nasal na. There's the example. Okay. Everybody have that written down? Let me show you this example. Ina, for the masculine ending nouns, happens to be the instrumental ending. So I'd add Rama plus Ina. A plus E becomes A. So I would have Ramena.
But this nun, which is not ending a word, the word, the letter is ending the word, not nun. Okay. So what you need to get, what you're going to get used to in Sanskrit is seeing often enough that these forms, you know, you're actually going to be seeing a na changing to na frequently. I want to give you the...
It'll be only as frequently as the letter begins with a rasha or rasha.
No, the rasha can come in the middle of the word.
Oh, yeah.
It can come anywhere. Like, look, I'm going to give another example.
Please.
The example that they use in the book is the neuter noun, griha. Griha means house, and it's neuter. Say if I want to say plural houses, I would add ani, the neuter plural ending. Griha plus ani. And you'd have a plus a is a, so you would have grihani. But here's a r. See the r? R. Even though the h and an a are intervening, see the h is intervening, the a is intervening, that's all right. H doesn't involve the tongue, vowel doesn't involve the tongue. So this is going to be grihani. Grihani. I want you to go to page 15 at the bottom of the page. We're going to read this. I used to call this, when I used to teach this, I used to call this the killer rule. It's just because it has so many parts, but it's actually all logical. Bottom of page 15, where it says in, everybody with me? In, coming after ra, or sha. In the same word is changed to na. This change takes place even if a vowel, a semi-vowel except la, the aspirate ha, or a letter of the guttural or labial class comes between ra, ra or sha, and na. This change does not take place when na ends a word, as in naran. The word naran ends in an in. And even though there's a ra there, because, there see there's a in naran?
Uh-huh.
Let me put that on the board just so you understand. That's on affix is the accusative plural of an ending masculine noun. So here I have nara plus the on. I think it's a, yeah, they use on. Nara plus on just becomes naran. Here you have a na preceded by a ra with a vowel coming in between.
Mm-hmm.
So this should change to na, but only if that na is within a word, not when it ends a word. When it ends a word, like in naran, in is the final member. There's no vowel following naran. Then that change doesn't take place.
But how about
naran.
It, oh, because
then
in a, for Ashwin, it's actually that ends the word.
Yeah, ends the word, then that's a vowel in the word. The in has to end with no vowel coming out. So naran stays as naran. Okay? Go to page 14. Do you see where it says, and all of these are masculine nouns? On page 14? You see anala?
Mm-hmm.
Then ashwa? You're going to read down these. With I'll say anala, then we're going to say analaha, analau, analaha. Then I'll say ashwa, then we'll say ashwaha, ashwau, ashwaha. Does everybody see what we're going to do? Anala. Analaha, analau, analaha. Ashwa. Ashwaha, ashwau, ashwaha. Ishwara. Ishwaraha, Ishwarau, Ishwaraha. Kurma, Kurmaha, Kurmau, Kurmaha. Jana, Janaha, Janau, Janaha. Jiva, Jivaha, Jivau, Jivaha. Nara, Naraha, Narau,
Naraḥ. Mṛpa. Mṛpaḥ. Mṛpāḥ. Mṛpāḥ. Pavana. Pavanaḥ. Pavanau. Pavanaḥ. Putra. Putraḥ. Putrau. Putraḥ. Bala. Balaḥ. Balau. Balaḥ. Buddha. Buddhaḥ. Buddhau. Buddhaḥ. Murka. Murkaḥ. Murkau. Murkaḥ. Megha. Meghaḥ. Meghau. Meghaḥ. Rama. Ramaḥ. Ramau. Ramaḥ. Vriksha.
Vriksha.
Samudra.
Sudha.
Sudha.
Sudau. Sudaḥ.
Hasta.
Hasta.
Okay. Neuter. Kamala. Kamalam. Kamale. Kamalani. Say Kamalam.
Kamale. Kamalani.
Griha.
Griham,
grihe, grihani. Here's, this is the one where the na of grihani changes to na. Grihani, because of that ra. Griham, grihe, grihani. Go ahead.
Griham, grihe,
grihani. Jala. Jalam, jale, jalani. Dukha.
Dukha.
Dhana. So, dhanam, dhane, dhanani. Dhanam, dhane, dhanani. Netra. Parna. Parnam, parne, parnani. Pala.
Pala. Hale. Halani.
Mitra.
Mitra. Mitre. Mitrani.
Mukha.
Mukha. Mukhe. Mukhani.
Sukha.
Sukha. Sukhe. Sukhani.
Hridaya.
Hridaya. Hridaye.
Hridayam. Hridaye. Hridayani. Good. We've got a few more minutes. Go to the sentences. Nripo jayati.
Nripo jayati.
Nripo jayati.
Nripo jayati.
We're going to go over. I'm going to do a few of these now. I'll teach it to you more next week. Okay, but let me explain something. Nripaha jayati. See the sandhi? Mṛpo jayati. Mṛpaha jayati. A plus visarga plus soft consonant or A goes to O. Mṛpo jayati. Mṛpaha jayati.
You've learned the verbs. Paris Mai put a present tense. The verb G. To conquer. So first Paris Mai put a becomes J. And then J plus A becomes Jaya, and you get Jayati. He, she, or it conquers. Ti, kaha, anti. Nripaha is in the nominative singular. It means the king. So Nripaha, and the verb that goes with it, is going to have to be in the singular. This is singular, third person singular. This is nominative case. Nripaha, Jayati. I could say Nripau Jayataha. Because remember in the endings, ti taha anti? Ti is the taha is the
third person dual. Taha. So ti, taha anti. Nripal, two kings. Nripaha, one king. Nripal, two kings. And Nripaha, three kings, three or more kings. Right? Nripaha, Nripal, Nripaha, masculine. One king, Nripaha, Jayati, conquers. Two kings, Nripal. Two kings, Jayataha, conquer. Dual ending. Nripaha, three or more kings, Jayanti. Three or more kings, conquer. So do you remember learning the verbs? Titaha anti, third person singular. Titaha, third person, the third person verb singular, dual plural. So Jayati, Jayataha, Jayanti. The subject has to match the verb. So singular, singular, dual, dual, plural, plural. Everybody see this? I'm going to do the same thing for you in the neuter. Palum. One fruit. Palay. Two fruits. Palani. Three or more fruits. Palum, palay, palani. Singular, dual, plural, nominative. Okay? The root, the verb is put, to fall. It's the first kind of root. Patati, patataha, patanti. Palam, patati. A fruit, the fruit, patati. Palam, patati. The fruit falls. Pale, patataha, sorry. Pale, patataha. Two fruits fall. Palani, three or more fruits. Patanti. See how they match? Mm-hmm. Just logical, right? Singular, singular, dual, dual, plural, plural. So the verb will always, the verb will always match the nominative. Be the same person, and not the same number. Singular, dual, plural, you know, as the nominative. And also the same person. Like, if I want to say you, then I would have to use the second person. Everybody see? So next week, I'm going to review all of these Sunday rules, except for the one that I gave you today with this na. You know all of these rules. We've been over all of these rules, but I'm going to go over them again. And I'm going to read through, so you can, if you have time to practice, you can work with this stuff on your own, but I'm going to do it for you. Like next week, I'll go like this. Nripo Jayati. Just repeat after me, and I'll show you how we're going to do it next week. Nripo Jayati.
Nripo Jayati.
Nripaha Jayati.
Nripaha Jayati.
Nripaha, the king, Jayati, conquers. Nripo Jayati, the king, conquers. All right, so I'm going to do all of this. We're going to go through these. If you have time to study them on your own, it might be helpful. Might make it more helpful, but if not, we're going to do it online. I mean, we'll do it in class. And we're going to go over all of these Sunday rules.
Are you going to have time to post the Sundays online?
I don't know. Yeah, I hope so, if I finish them. I might post what I have and just put draft. But another thing to notice that if you read these, get out your magnifying glass and read it, it reads very clearly, but it's probably helpful for me to put it on the board. And also, all of these are on the Sundays that I've handed out to you. They're all there, except for the killer lesson. Okay? Let's say our poor number death. Om Purnamadath Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, you're surviving? I'm not getting many nods. Yeah. You know what? We'll have so many examples. That's why I like this book. You'll have so many examples of these that by the time we go through all of those examples, you'll have it.
Like just like if we do, ashwaha, ashwau, ashwaha, ramha, ramau, ramaha, then we'll be doing so many examples of that, you know. So,
yeah, you'll learn it. Actually, I mean, you spend so much time building the basis before we come to saying the whole sentence. So once we start saying sentences, I think the rules can start to make more sense to
go. Exactly. Exactly. It'll be good.